Well, it happened again. This is something we're used to. Let Freedom Ring. It is a gun shop over in Lacey. It had a car drive through its storefront. This time, however, burglars didn't actually get away with anything. Joining me on the line to discuss is the owner, Josh. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, car drives through, but you actually, I guess, foresaw something like this potentially happening. What was your security system that got in the way of the burglars actually getting anything?
Well, we spend quite a bit of time loading and unloading all of our firearms daily into a secure concrete and steel facility for storage.
So they just basically couldn't break through.
Well, they didn't even attempt to go any further than just the showroom. They smashed through the storefront, all glass windows. With a stolen car, smashed in through all of our displays and products that were in the showroom floor, and then started smashing the cabinets that would hold the pistols during business hours, and there was nothing there.
So when you got word that this occurred, what was the first thing that went through your mind? Because I imagine you've been up to speed on the news, and you know that this has been happening a lot.
Well, you know, we've been in business for a few years now, and other than some spray paint on the building because we were doing business with law enforcement and we got the ACOB tag from the Antifa bunch, we've actually really haven't had very many issues. We've got a pretty good relationship with our community, but at some point you see the way that our governor and attorney general have spent a lot of time creating an environment that this is flourishing. So at some point, the odds are not in your favor.
Yeah, at some point, you just know it's going to be your turn. You hope that maybe something will happen in between then to mitigate the risks. But with Jay Inslee, Bob Ferguson, and possibly a governor, Bob Ferguson, it doesn't seem like anything's going to get any better. Why do you think there's such a disconnect between what's happening on the ground and some of the policies that Democrats are pursuing?
Well, because the Democrats aren't pursuing policies that are good for the people. It's good for their people.
What does that mean? Who's their people?
Their people. Well, who benefits from these programs that a lot of tax monies gets dumped into? For instance, we put a ton of money into a hotel for people who are homeless. Not that I have anything against people that are homeless, but the last hotel was burnt down. And we're repeating the same situation. Instead of implementing a program that requires these people to be clean and sober, participate in our society in a positive way to be able to reap the benefits, if you will, of the taxpayers' money, there's no expectations.
What do you think is the prevailing opinion in Lacey and in just the county, Thurston County in general? You've got a sheriff who actually cares about this stuff. He, in fact, is now interpreting the law to allow him to pursue suspects in cases like this one driving through a storefront. But what do you think people are saying on the ground? What are you hearing from them?
Well, what I will tell you is I have sat down and had a face-to-face with our county sheriff. Derek is a good man. He's got a good crew there.
Yep.
Our local police department here at Lacey, we've got a good crew of men and women, both out on the front and the support team. I feel pretty fortunate, but it doesn't stop the fact that on a state level that there are so many things that are levied against the handful of people that are doing the right thing. You look at the amount of businesses that were shut down through the COVID lockdowns. Who benefited? The tax money comes through those businesses. Why would you shut them down? I could go on and on and on about how the system is, it goes to benefit. All the money that has gone into these programs to benefit, I don't want to say all, a lot of the money that goes into benefiting these programs that they pull on our heartstrings for the homeless, look how much money per person is getting put into this program. Nobody offered me $75,000 to put towards a mortgage payment of my own.
Mm-hmm.
So who benefits from that? Their friends that have the contracts building X, Y, and Z or remodeling. It's the people that benefit that aren't we the people. It's the friends of the enemy.
Yep. Do you have any hope for the state of Washington?
Well, I have opened a business out of state in Nevada. We were actually down remodeling a new retail location. Do I have hope? I think the only hope we have for this state at this point in time is that people take back the power.
Do you think that they will?
Well, I hope so. I
hope so, too, but I don't know if they will.
Well, I think that I do believe that on a state level, there are a lot of people that may be considered themselves a little more middle ground or maybe even a little bit more liberal that are seeing the side effects of the way our current government is going. And even folks that normally would have a much different point of view than me are looking and changing their mind. I've got grandmas coming in their 70s looking for firearms because they're scared to death. I had somebody come in with the Bernie Sanders sticker on the back of their car telling me they need a gun, things are getting bad. Even though they've never had a gun in their entire life, it's getting to the point where they realize that the laws are not in our favor to protect us, but the criminals.
Exactly. I wish people would actually not just go in and purchase a firearm and be safe and responsible with it, but also vote differently and make sure we make some better decisions. I hope that happens. I'm not going to hold my breath just yet, but maybe every day that they get hit with these stories of cars driving into storefronts, they might connect some dots. We've been talking with Josh. He's the owner of Let Freedom Ring out in Lacey. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
Thank you. You're listening to The Jason Rantz Show. Our friend, our tax expert, who's a local, Greg Nunn of Nunn Better Tax Resolution, he's growing and looking for tax specialists to hire. If you are passionate about fighting for taxpayers and you're interested in a new job, a fulfilling job, give Greg Nunn a call at 425-947-1967. 425-947-1967 or Google NUNN Nunn Better Tax Resolution. When we come back, The Big Local.